Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1086. Visible translated text is as follows, and rubbing his hands like this. He had a little rope in his hands, a long, wide piece of cord. His eyes were large, and they looked funny. He looked funny out of his eyes. His face was red. You see, I had a cord in his hands just like this here cord. After I got up to the top of the steps, he asked me, "Did you see that little girl who passed here just a while ago?" And I told him I saw one come along there and she come back again, and then I saw another one come along there and she hasn't come back down. And he says, "Well, that one you say didn't come back down. She came into my office a while ago and wanted to know something about her work in my office, and I went back there to see if the little girl's work had come. And I wanted to be with the little girl, and she refused me. And I struck her, and I guess I struck her too hard, and she fell and hit her head against something. And I don't know how bad she got hurt. Of course, you know I ain't built like other men." The reason he said that was, I had seen him in a position I haven't seen any other man that has got children. I have seen him in the office two or three times before Thanksgiving, and a lady was in his office, and she was sitting down in a chair, and she had her clothes up to here, and he was down on his knees, and she had her hands on Mr. Frank. I have seen him another time there in the packing room with a young lady lying on the table. She was on the edge of the table when I saw her. He asked me if I wouldn't go back there and bring her up so that he could put her somewhere, and he said to hurry that there would be money in it for me. When I came back there, I found the lady lying flat of her back with a rope around her neck. The cloth was also tied around her neck, and part of it was under her head like to catch blood. I noticed the clock after I went back there and found the lady was dead and came back and told him. The clock was 1:04. She was dead when I went back there, and I came back and told Mr. Frank the girl was dead, and he said, "Shh." He told me to go back there by the cotton box, get a piece of oilcloth out around her, and bring her up. I didn't hear what Mr. Frank said when I came up on there to hear what he said. He was standing on the top of the steps, like he was going down the steps, and while I was back in the metal department, I didn't understand what he said. And I came on back there to understand what he did say. And he said to go and get a piece of cloth to put around her, and I went and looked around the cotton box and got a piece of cloth and went back there. The girl was lying flat on her back and her hands were out this way. I put both of her hands down easily, and rolled her up in the cloth and taken the cloth and tied her up and started to pick her up. And I looked back a little distance and saw her hat and piece of ribbon laying down and her slippers. And I taken them and put them all in the cloth and I ran my right arm through the cloth and tried to bring it up on my shoulder. The cloth was tied just like a person that was going to give out clothes on Monday. They get the clothes and put them on the inside of a sheet and take each corner and tie the four corners together. And I run my right arm through the cloth after I tied it that way, and went to put it on my shoulder, and I...